We want to welcome Roman Josek, Managing Director and Partner at Hightower Westchester. Today's video cast provides valuable insights into the practical tips for safeguarding your aging parents, scams, fraud, and online shopping risks. We know them all. We'll explore strategies to protect our loved ones from falling victim to malicious schemes. So let's dive in, Roman. What are some of the broader scams that you see affecting your senior clients?
Hey, Bob, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure, sir.
So we work with various different generations, and clearly the elderly, if you will, there's just a lot of challenges with respect to the internet and access to all that. So as the internet plays a more vital role in almost everything as we all do, or that we do currently, the scams that are out there are much more prevalent and getting a lot more sophisticated. And it's really understanding these scams and recognizing the warning signs, we can better equip our loved ones to protect themselves around some of these scams. What we're seeing is a lot of phone scams, like fake tech support calls and fake IRS calls. Phishing emails are certainly prevalent, and we get them all the time, and we report them to Hightower compliance. Also targeting the elderly. It's unfortunate. But even fake calls from charities are becoming a lot more prevalent. They're calling, asking for credit card information for a specific charity. So those are the big popular things that are there now. And you know, from what we're seeing, there's billions of dollars that are lost every single year. And that's not even taking into account the incidences that go unreported.
You know, it really has become more pervasive over the years. Perhaps you could discuss how your team addresses this.
Yeah, it's always a moving target for us. And like we look at it from three different parts. One is establishing communication channels. The other part is about education. And the third is about supporting system.
These are some great starting points overall. But what we do is we encourage some of our older clients to have this trusted person
on their account to serve
really as a sounding board and help them monitor some of their accounts with us. So it's something that we try to have a conversation around. If someone is familiar with the account and usual transactions that do occur, it's easier for them as they look through statements with their account to see if there are any sort of fishy or kind of things, withdrawals that don't look familiar. Then the other part is about education. And this is an important part. And we have a lot of webinars and white papers that we disseminate through our Hightower Westchester website. We have webinars, things of that nature, where we're trying to really educate the consumer around the things that are out there. And a good starting point is to simply communicate the latest scams to your parents or your elderly relatives so they're not in the dark, like emergency calls from their grandchildren asking for money, or anyone they're not familiar with asking for personal information. Any request to wire money, that's a big thing these days. And again, it's taking certain safeguards, which I'll get into a little bit more in detail. But scammers are getting more sophisticated, and they're even finding, and this is as crazy as it sounds, that this ChatGPT is finding videos with people's voices on social media and manipulating those voices and saying you think your loved one is actually calling you and asking you for money. I mean, that's what's happening right now. So it's about having a relationship with somebody, understanding them. It's not necessarily only their voice. And some of these banks are reverting back to sort of, again, understanding the client, not using only the voice. But most importantly, we encourage open communication as a place of
vital role in safeguarding our aging parents. By establishing open and regular lines of communications with
us and their loved ones, we create a supportive environment where we feel comfortable sharing any concerns or encounters with suspicious individuals. Many of our clients are part of the sandwich generation, and what we find is that they're not only taking care of their kids, but they're taking care of their parents at times, even their grandparents. And it's, you know, three different challenges,
but it's making sure that the proper time is invested around awareness
to minimize these problems
becoming larger.
You know, Roman, online security is becoming a maddening problem. I go through it myself with passwords, scams. What do you What are you telling people to help them through this? It's almost a crisis.
Yeah, it is. I personally think there's lack of real communication out there, or lack of education around a lot of this stuff. And there are, as we all know, significant losses every year that people lose a lot of money. But strengthening online security is certainly an important point. In today's digital age, online security to us is paramount. You know, from our point as far as, you know, our systems, you know, we're very regulated on that end, and we you know, our systems are very secure. But, you know, here are some kind of ideas that we kind of walk our clients through is, you know, use a strong, unique password.
Always enable this two-factor authentication. And it's, as this is becoming more mainstream for a lot of different various institutions, you know, we insist upon people using it, because the person that's looking to steal things, they're going to bypass those people who are using this two-factor authentication.
You know, our Fidelity Access, you know, majority of our stuff is through Fidelity. We have that. We ensure that it's implemented within our clients' needs. Other things that we look at is installing
reputable security software, and that significantly reduces the risk of falling victim to online scams.
And you know, the obvious, look, make sure you change your password quite often, and don't use your cat's name, your dog's name, your parents' name, things that people could certainly find on Facebook and other
different media channels.
And make sure it's changed constantly. And even internally,
such things as a third-party wire,
and this is the part going back around financial institutions, you know, we institute a very strict discipline policy of making sure that when money goes out, we speak with the client. We have a physical a letter from the client being signed off. So it's a 2-3-step process before we send funds out. We
sort of insist that they go to financial institutions
to make sure they have this rigorous process in place as well.
You know, another headache, a real headache for seniors, in fact, for everyone these days, is online shopping. Many more people are gravitating to it. It's clearly more convenient. What are some of the things that you're seeing in this area?
Yeah, and the online shopping world is just expanding significantly every single year, and it became a lot more prevalent when you know, we went through COVID, and a lot of people got up to speed on Amazon and all these various different sites to make sure they're you know, ordering their food and things like that. So it's convenient, but as you said, it also comes with some significant risk,
which is more of a reason to create safeguards. And some suggestions that we have are use a reputable online retailers. Use those that you know and are familiar with. The websites that you're going with, make sure it starts with HTTPS. That S at the end is an important part because that indicates secure. Make sure that it's secure payment methods that you're using to pay for things. And also, I know this sounds trivial, but conduct a thorough research on the product you're ordering and the website that you're ordering from, right? Whether you Google it or you go through different agencies to make sure it is a legit website and the product is legit as well.
And if you log into a website,
you know, one of the things that many of us do forget, and we're all a victim of this, is logging off, right? Because certain people go and they log on, and on a laptop, and next thing you know, they have all their personal information in there and they have not logged off. And somebody all of a sudden gets access to that, you're going to compromise all this information with your credit card and things like that. We also see our clients giving their parents, and this is more with the elderly, and you know, we'll get into more of dementia. But you know, we've had people where they're using their credit card, spend significant amount of money, then they don't realize what it is. And part of it is people are taking a credit card. So we have older clients that their children are being involved, and they're giving them a credit card, and then they have to monitor that credit card as far as any finances, looking at the statement, to make sure there's nothing that looks somewhat abnormal there. So again, it's getting the younger, or at least the next generation involved, to create another level of security.
What other kinds of discussions are you having with clients and their children regarding these kinds of things?
Yeah, so you know, we try to really bulletproof their accounts here, but again, you know, we become that
CFO for them, and we kind of see a lot of their assets outside of here as well.
One of the things
that, you know, from a legal standpoint, is there are some ways to protect clients as well. And then this gets a little bit more complicated, but, you know, we face many issues that amplify scams in elders with some form of dementia. And this is more of a reason to take legal actions. And some things that we look at are perhaps a durable power of attorney, which is a legal document that becomes effective after someone becomes incapacitated. Now,
it doesn't necessarily solve the problem, but it could help
at least understand as to what's happening behind the scenes.
Guardianship is
another form of control or potentially monitoring what's occurring. And it's, in other words, it's called conservatorship. And this is a legal court order where somebody else can or has the ability to take over financial matters. It's a little bit more complicated because there needs to be an evaluation of this particular individual, and there is some psychological assessment here. But again, there are things that safeguards that can be protected. And, you know, but the last part, which I think makes a lot of sense, we're seeing a lot more of this, is around creating a trust where there are two trustees, being perhaps your child and yourself or the elderly client. And in this way, they have the ability to monitor various different accounts. So you become a co-trustee and you see the statements and things, and you could monitor more as to what's happening in the marketplace. But, you know, with the above strategies, I just want to sort of assume these are legal matters. We always say consult an attorney to think through, to make sure as to ultimately what makes the most sense. But again, it's, you have to play defense here and offense.
Aren't there some quick things that seniors can do right away?
Yeah, you know, some of the things that, you know, we kind of insist on is as simple as it is, you know, put yourself on a do not call list, right? And that's a very easy process, and you could certainly do that. You could also block anonymous calls on your home phone by dialing *77. So there are certain techniques out there that are in place.
And the other part of it is, and look, we do this constantly, and we make sure our clients do it, is check your score, your credit score. And it's a very straightforward, easy process. A lot of the personal banks that you're using, they offer as a free service, and it's something that doesn't necessarily
hit your credit if you do it. It's just something where you want to make sure
that if your credit score goes down significantly, it may mean that there's not a credit card that's open and someone's doing something with that. So it's something to be aware of. But, you know, look, be very cautious with some calls. Also, we're getting calls from, or people are getting calls from people that are offering investments. And again, in the southern states where we have clients, like in Florida, this is something that's happening a lot. If someone's offering you something that seems to be too good to be true, like guarantees or no cost to you, it's probably not legit. And if it's an advisor or somebody that claims to be a financial planner or an investment advisor, look them up. Do a broker check on an advisor before proceeding on some of this. We also encourage, I mean, this is more, you know, the people that are using the internet quite often or have a business or, you know, have an IT person. And it's always good to have somebody that you could trust. Like, if all of a sudden you get a virus in there, or if something gets compromised, you can reach out to them immediately and really help solve that issue immediately.
Any final thoughts, Roman?
Well, unfortunately,
scams are part of our daily lives,
and they are here to stay. But the goal is to minimize them and to really create awareness. The one point that I will emphasize, and I think this is, it's something that we all know, but it's just important to understand it again, is that it's just
not strangers that are doing scams, because people always think that it's strangers that are doing this. You have to be aware,
because look, we've had occurrences where family members are taking money, right? Or they're trying to take money. Caregivers are doing things like this. If something does not look right, take the time to investigate it, because it can lead to much, much larger problems.
All I can say is that's information, Roman, that all of us need. I think you realize how valuable it is. And I'd like to even underscore one of them. You spoke about having a good IT person around as well. A lot of seniors have issues with even the constantly changing of passwords, even the fact that one has to double verify. It gets very confusing for some. So having an IT person you can trust, or someone in your family you can trust, is important. I can't thank you enough. This is extremely valuable. Roman Chosik, he's the managing director and partner at Hightower Institute. Thank you very much. We look forward to doing this again. Great stuff, sir.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
Hightower Westchester is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as a general market commentary. It does not constitute investment advice. Hightower Westchester and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This podcast was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of Hightower Westchester and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor before establishing a retirement plan.